This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Hello, 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 and good morning. They teach you in journalism school to plug in your headphones so you can hear instead of type the promotional tweet. Sing. So we're going to have to sing along with the music for a little while and hang out just to get the vibes, to get everything in the good space. It is me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on Hit and Run. On a Sunday morning on the score, and what a morning it is. My God, sing with the low brass right now. I mean, it's gorgeous out. I think it's going to get up towards around 79 today. I rode a bicycle to work. We have a gloriously interesting two-team baseball town like no other in the country. And the White Sox are red hot. Say it with me. Say it loud. The best teams in baseball since the All-Star break are the Brewers, the Marlins, and the White Sox. They have the best offense since the break. They did going into last night. They only scored one run last night, so we'll see. Maybe not. Teams, as you look around baseball, teams are scoring 14 or 12 or 17. Sometimes teams are scoring 8 runs in the top of the 8th inning, and then their opposition is scoring 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. The league is bananas. The Colorado Rockies were behind 9-0 after half an inning the other night and won the game. They won the game! I mean, there's craziness everywhere. There's trade deadline fallout of epic proportions. I've got stories and nuggets from all over the league. We will do Blue Pits a little bit later on. We will do Team of the Moment a little bit later on. Who is it? Who could it be? Oh, inquiring minds want to know, and Ron on the South Side is waiting to take your bets on who the Team of the Moment is. Time for a confession. I think because I did the Brewers one week as the Team of the Moment, and then I was out, and Mike Esposito did the Brewers, and then I came back, and I had to do the Brewers, and I had forgotten that I'd done the Brewers. I think the Brewers were the Team of the Moment for 3 weeks, which I stand by, because look what they've done, and look where they are, and look what's happening in the world, Cub fans. If you can stand it, it's a tough moment. It's a little bit of a tough moment as the Cubs find themselves 2 games back of the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Cubs are now joined in the plus 100 run differential club. They were the only team with plus 100. They're joined by the Milwaukee Brewers, who have a plus 108 run differential. Which team is better? You saw a 3-game set, and maybe you made some opinions there, but then the Cubs played very well and did what they needed to do in the matinee. In the closer of that series, You get a 5-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers starting on the 18th of August. It is hard not to think that that series is going to end up defining this divisional race. But we will see. Lots coming up here on Hit and Run. Your phone calls are going to be coming in a matter of moments. If you want to call now, you can. I'm going to talk for a little while. But this whole hour is you and me hanging around, talking about the very intriguing trade deadline and the fallout and where the Cubs and the White Sox are right now. And I've got a couple of questions to throw at you in that regard. But let me tell you what else is happening. Taylor Rogers is going to join us. That is not the righty submariner. That's his twin brother, the lefty, over-the-top normal arm slot guy. Taylor Rogers is who we're going to talk to. That's not Trevor Rogers, who pitched for the Orioles on Friday. But it's Taylor Rogers. I want to know, when he and his twin brother stopped pitching like mirror images of each other, I want to know, because I assume they looked exactly like each other on the mound, at least for a while. And then at some point, it started to become as different as it is now. Like, did Taylor try submarine style? The lefty submariner? And it's submariner, not submariner. I heard Boog Shambi and Jim Deshaies debating that the other day. Submariner is something nautical. Submariner is what we're talking about. But anyway, Taylor's not that. We'll talk to him and get to know him a little bit. James Feegan of Sox Machine, longtime White Sox beat writer, and way, way back, even before that, a brilliant White Sox blogger. One of my favorite guys to talk White Sox with for a long, long time. He's going to be on the show at 11:25. Also along the way, I'm going to bring you a couple of things that I need to bring you about Ryan Sandberg. Just like a couple of the very best audio bits from the course of the week. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't do it, because sometimes people miss it during the week and Sunday mornings, or in this case, Sunday into the afternoon, because we've got a Cubs game at 1:20, means we're on the air until 12:45. So sometime before then, I'll bring you some of my favorite stuff about Rhino, what has been a very emotional week. And yeah, that was an emotional day yesterday. So we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And a reminder that breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I'll be at Wildfire on Wednesday. Wednesday, the 6th of August. That's this Wednesday, folks. Going to do a special Q&A. It is ticketed only, and I think all those tickets are gone, but it should be a very cool thing with Matt Shaw. Did one of those with Michael Bush a couple of weeks ago. It'll be me and Matt Shaw on Wednesday. And I was visiting some place where Matt Shaw played minor league ball last night. It was my first time ever at South Bend to see the South Bend Cubs last night. I can't believe I've never been there. And I learned so much about the place, got a little tour from the president of the South Bend Cubs, Joe Hart, great guy, had a wonderful night out at the ballpark. Just delightful on a beautiful night. Easy drive. I want to talk about it a little bit later, just because it was way, way cooler than I even expected. I had a great time. And folks should bring their families, especially to South Bend, to go see a ball game at some point. But we're going to take your phone calls and your text at 312-644-6767. Let me just throw this out there about the White Sox, because it's going to be part of the conversation this hour, okay? This is a very different White Sox team than it was last year, than it was in the first few months of the season. They turned the corner as an organization, and I told you that right here over the course of the last, 6 weeks? And I think they've done that as an organization because of the volume of prospects, of consequence, because of the stories of development wins and thoughtful strategy and all that, with Colson Montgomery's swing school and some of the pitching philosophy and everything like that. But a lot of you out there were saying, I need to see it on the big league level. I don't believe that that's happened till I see it on the big league level. Well, folks, where are you? Let's talk to you. They're 10-4 since the break. I want to hear from those of you who said they were waiting to see it on the big league level. It's a different team. It's 42 wins on the year, beats last season. But you see what the offense is since the break. First in runs, first in homers, first in OPS. Colson Montgomery has homered 6 times in 9 games. Now 6-10 because he didn't homer last night. But you've got young offensive players of consequence like Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal and Colson Montgomery and Chase Mydroth. Miguel Vargas left the game. It was a late scratch yesterday. And I'm not saying that they're done and this is like a core, you know, that they have a core in place and this is going to be a real good team like next year. Not necessarily. But you see some pieces and some flashes, and to deny it would be silly. And you know, if you've been paying attention, that Will Venable's doing a great job as a manager. Getting them to play a good brand of ball, keeping them in a good headspace. Very good moment for the White Sox. I want to hear from you about it. And if you're pissed and confused by them holding on to Luis Robert at the deadline, well, I understand that too. I guess they're going to pick up the option. Even Bob Nightingale, who had said he didn't think they were going to, has now, in his Sunday morning notes column, said that they are going to pick up the option. And so that's an interesting choice and can be debated. I am surprised they didn't trade him for whatever they could get. But a lot of other teams didn't trade their guys for whatever they could get either. I just think it's an interesting, odd choice. And I would have been fine if they got absolutely anything. If they got the 3 young arms that the Orioles got for Cedric Mullins from the New York Mets, I would be a guy who'd be here like, yep, you got what you can get. Good job. Good job. And I would not be a guy who'd be here saying, I can't believe they got crappy prospects for Luis Robert. I mean, I might say that they missed their window to do it, like in the spring, because I was saying it then. But if they had gotten something, I wouldn't have been upset about it. But anyway, so that's the White Sox things, okay? 312-644-6767. The Cubs thing, woo, it is layered, isn't it? It's interesting. I'll tell you, I've been a guy all year saying, remember, this is what you want. You want games of consequence. You want a summer of high drama and every game mattering. You want Wrigley to be buzzing, and oh boy, is it. You want the roller coaster. You're hoping for it, and now you have it. Embrace it. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. This week is a little less fun. It's a little less fun. And I'm not talking about, obviously, the loss of Ryan Sandberg. But just from the playing perspective, from maybe you're a little underwhelmed at the trade deadline. There are reasons that teams did what they did that I need to share about that. Sean, remind me, when we come back from the next break, let me share the key statistic that I think should inform everybody's thought process here at the trade deadline. Okay, remind me. I'll do that when we come back after the next break.
Gotcha.
Thanks, buddy. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hey, morning, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, Maeve Miller's here as well. Maeve Miller's going to help out.
Maeve is here.
What's up, Maeve? Good to see everybody. So here's the deal. This moment right now where you lost that game yesterday when Gunnar Henderson, who feels like the only guy who you should be afraid of on that Orioles team after they traded everybody, has a 3-run bomb to Wrigley off a lefty and Thielbar, who's been terrific. Oh, my God, that one hurt. But now you're sitting here and you're like, are the Cubs good enough? Are the Brewers just simply better? Are they just going to try and get into the dance and hope things go well in the dance? Was that the thought process at the deadline? Just give ourselves a bite at the apple and give ourselves a bite at the apple for years to come, year after year after year. That makes sense when you do the math and you look at it on the spreadsheet. Yep, because it is a crapshoot come the playoffs, right? We know that. 2 years ago, we had a 6 seed versus a 5 seed with Texas and Arizona. Last year, we had the 2 behemoths, the 2 1 seeds, Dodgers and Yankees. It doesn't always happen that way. But coming off of last year, you're like, there it is. The big market behemoths who go out and get everything they need will have the best chance to run the table in October. Do they? Is that always the case? No, of course it's not. But it feels like a desire to play it that way as opposed to selling out and going for the fullness of the roster and a real shot to have crazy confidence come October. Like the Phillies going to get Joan Duran, the best closer on the market, you know? Like the Astros going to get Carlos Correa and slotting him in at third because Isak Paredes is hurt probably for the year. Right? Like the Mets loading up in their bullpen, although there's a similarity between what the Mets did and what the Cubs did that I want to talk about. Like the Padres going to get Mason Miller and loading up in their bullpen, you know? So when you see teams being super aggressive, you're like, do they want it more? Does that ownership group want it more? Does that front office group want it more? They want to show that they want it more. They believe that what they're doing will make it more likely. This front office does not believe that giving up the farm for Sandy Alcantara or for Mitch Keller or for Mackenzie Gore or for Joe Ryan, that giving up everything they would have had to give up to go get one of those guys, they don't believe it would have increased their chances enough. They don't believe it. Do you disagree? Some people around baseball absolutely disagree. A lot don't, though. A lot of them don't because of some of the trends in the game and some of the numbers and the context I'm going to give you when we come back. But I understand if you're frustrated. I was frustrated as the deadline came and went. I processed it a bit on Friday on the air. I've continued to process it, and I feel a lot better about it now than I did. But I'm not going to pretend I'm a guy here who's just over the moon with everything and believes as an opinionist that they are locked and loaded. They've made some choices that are interesting choices, and they still absolutely could work. But I worry about the soft factors. I frankly worry about the abstract factors. I'll tell you what I honestly worry about. Number one is dealing with you, the listeners, and the fans. I feel like the tenor of the season has now changed from glee and, oh my God, look at this. Look where the Cubs are. All right, this is going to be fun. It has now changed to, I wish they did more. They're going to be okay? I don't know. Mixed with, oh my God, the Brewers are, what are the Brewers? How is that? We took the manager. Huh? Yelich is old and broken, isn't he? What is going on? And now you're two games back. So the tenor has changed, and I worry about a little bit of that for you and for me in our interactions, because I enjoy our interactions, and I like when things are good. So I worry about that. And I worry about a little bit the room. And this is, I don't know. This is always abstract. It's always difficult to quantify. It's always difficult to figure out. Does that team think that the organization went and did enough? Do those players think that the org has their back and went and did enough? Sometimes that can be an important factor. I'll tell you where they did, and that's with position player Willie Castro. I love that dude. I've been talking about that dude for a lot of this year. About 3 weeks ago, I said they should go get Willie Castro and Joan Duran in a package deal. Wish that had happened. But Castro is a perfect player for this roster and a good contending roster. And you saw it yesterday. Solid D at second. He's played 35 games at six different positions in his career. It's insane. Insane. Switch hitter, good at bats, smart base runner, good dude. Not so starved or arrogant for playing time that it's going to be an issue. I am such a big fan of Willie Castro. And seeing him in there yesterday, he had a bunch of good moments, didn't he? He had the triple. He had the single that was trapped the other way. Had some good defensive moments. And then Nico gets to play short. Nico loves to play short. It's only his second time this year. So anyway, Willie Castro, good. And I like the reliever acquisitions. I like Taylor Rogers. Saw him with a perfect inning yesterday. I like Andrew Kittredge. Saw him with a perfect inning on Friday. Kittredge has an option year, too, so that you grabbed yourself a better version of Ryan Brazier, which I think you needed, to have for the next couple years. So, look, that's all good, and Castro's all good. It's the starting pitching depth, or at least the top end of the starting pitching that can concern you. But that's why I'm going to give you the number I'll give you when we come back. In the meantime, the phone number is this, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are wide open the rest of the hour. Let's chop it up. Want to talk to you about the Cubs, the deadline fallout, the White Sox being a different team. Are you convinced? Now, how much would you pay? How do you feel now about the Sox and the Cubs? The 312-644-6767. It Spiegs on Hit and Run, just getting rolling on a Sunday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we had a pretty good sense of, you know, given the asking price on those guys that we were talking about. So I think there's a pretty good sense early on that unless the price comes down significantly, they're probably not going to be an option.
I feel like this was a major missed opportunity, though, not to get a starter. I understand the market was tough, but that's really what you guys needed.
No, I mean, I think that we obviously worked hard on some guys that I felt like could provide significant impact. But like I said, in the end, the asking price on those guys would have been so detrimental to our future that we obviously decided against it.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Here's the thing about the trade deadline, and that's Jed Hoyer saying that the asking price on some of those front-end starters just wasn't there. Here's the stat that I've been wanting to share with you. We're about to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Speaks with you on a Sunday morning. In last year's postseason, relievers accounted for 52% of all innings pitched by all teams. Relievers pitched more than starters last year in the postseason. That trend is not going anywhere. Starters are not worth what they used to be worth. And as that wisdom or belief, for better or for worse, is making its way around the league, you have a discrepancy still among the very, very best front offices as to what starters are actually worth. So even among the guys who share so much groupthink, there's kind of a recalibration of starter value that's going on here. I don't think it's good for the game myself. That's another question. But we have seen this and had this conversation for years now, you know? But look where we are. The Dodgers won a World Series game as a bullpen game last year. The Dodgers! And then they went out in the offseason and loaded up on more bullpen pieces. That's what they did. That's the Dodgers. The Padres just added Mason Miller. Here's one more fact to go with all of this. At the deadline, only three top 100 prospects via MLB Pipeline got moved in trades. You know what trades they got moved in? Ones for relievers. Leo DeVries went from the Padres to the A's for Mason, in the Mason Miller deal. And the two from the Phillies, Eduardo Tate, the catcher, and the pitcher, Mick Abel, went from the Phillies to the Twins in the Duran deal. That's it of the top 100 guys. So front offices are not willing to give up their top 100 position player prospects for starting pitching for the most part. They're just not. The Yankees gave up six of their top 30 prospects for relievers, for David Bednar, for Jake Bird, for Camilo Doval. This is the way of the world, people. This is the way of the league, for better or for worse. And I told you that I was processing the Cubs' activity on the deadline, and a texter asked smartly, are you processing or are you rationalizing? Good morning to you, as he got deep in my psychology. And I responded, well, it's kind of a little bit of both for all of us, if we're actually being honest with ourselves, isn't it? So when I hear these numbers, that actually helps me process and not rationalize, okay? Because nobody was giving up big-time prospects for starting pitchers because the league as a whole is valuing those starting pitchers less. And maybe it's something I got to wrap my head around, that you have to wrap your head around a little bit as to the realities of the world. In the meantime, if the Cubs make a playoff series, your starting pitchers are going to be Matthew Boyd, assuming he's healthy, and he's way over his innings expectation in recent years, but he's just absolutely great. He was so good yesterday. I was coming in looking forward to talking about Matthew Boyd's excellence. I was going to break down the fifth inning, which I thought was so cool via sequencing. It doesn't matter as much. Maybe we will. But anyway, it's going to be Boyd. It's going to be Shota. And I think it's going to be Cade Horton, who they're protecting a little bit with just five innings on Friday. But I don't think they're going to let that kid fly and let him go five or six in a playoff game. But that's it, man. Everything after that's going to be bullpen. And I think Ben Brown will be part of that bullpen. I think Colin Ray will be part of that bullpen. When Tyone and Assad come back, I think Assad might end up part of that bullpen. We'll see. That's what the next 2 months are about. Hopefully winning as many games as possible and winning the division, and Craig Counsell figuring out the circle of trust with all the new guys. That's the intrigue for the next couple of months. It's Spiegs with you on Hit and Run. Let's take your phone calls right now. Marty in Highland Park, you're first up on the Score. Good morning, Marty.
Hey, Spiegs. This isn't why I called, but the Mets trade deadline moves support what you said about relievers.
Yes.
The reason I called is I got a couple of statistics that I think underscore that this isn't just a post All-Star game shift for the White Sox. Since June 20th, which is almost a month and a half, they're 18-17, which is tied with the Dodgers, a half game below the Cubs, and ahead of the Phillies and the Mets. Since July 4th, their road record is 8-2. Before that, it was 9-35. This team, you're old enough to remember the 1990 Sox, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And this is starting to remind me a sort of a poor man's version of that, when they finished in last place in 89. And then this wave of young players. Now, there's no Frank Thomas or Robin Ventura or Jack McDowell here. But I'm getting that excitement back. I feel like I've reconciled with an estranged old friend. You know, they're fun to watch.
That's awesome, Marty. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the 90s had those guys that he mentioned as consecutive first-round picks. Frank Thomas, Jack McDowell, Robin Ventura. I think Alex Fernandez was one. I think that's the batch of four in a row. Pretty damn good. And then it was dry for, I don't know, 20 some years after that in the draft, but who's counting? And that's why the old friend has been estranged and Marty is reconciled. Oh, hello, you. All right. We can hang out. Let's have some conversation. Let's sit on the couch together. Yeah. I mean, I spent some time with Len Casper and Darren Jackson last night, which I always love to do on my way back from South Bend, hanging out and listening to those guys, and then watched the finish when I got back. And there's some good pieces, man. There's some good pieces, and I like the way that they support each other. I like the vibe that's going on. They're in a good spot. This is Brandon in Morton Grove on 670 The Score. What's up, Brandon?
Morning, Speaks. I think, Sean, thanks for taking my call this morning, fellas.
Morning.
Just grateful to cook it up with you guys.
Yeah, man.
So I got a couple pies and cakes here for you. But to go with the trade, who won the World Series MVP in 2016? It was that utility guy, right?
It was the utility guy, Ben Zobrist. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, that pickup looks pretty good, if that plays into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna need that utility guy sometime during the playoffs. But
for sure. They're going to need – let me just like piggyback on that. Everybody on the roster has to be worthwhile. Vidal Brujan was not worthwhile. John Birdie's absolutely worthwhile. Can play a bunch of defense at a bunch of key spots. Obviously can pitch for you in a blowout. But he can steal a base for you as well. But now he's correctly below Castro as a useful guy. And then Justin Turner as a veteran righty bat against lefties in a big spot. I'm cool with that. That's all Justin Turner needs to be. Keep going, Brandon.
For sure. So I got some Cubby Blue Velvet Cake. And then some Southside Oreo pie. And then I got some no-bake American Sundae pie for you. So for the Cubby Blue Velvet, first of all, rest in peace to Rhino, man. And it was great seeing Nico rocking the flip shades there yesterday, man.
So cool.
Just wanted to get that out there. But, last year we were all... these all correlate, these pies and cakes.
Okay.
But
you got like 30 seconds. So, land the plane, baby. Land the plane, Brandon. Let's go.
I'm landing the plane. All right. So last year we were crying about the Cubs' approach, needing to trade Morel, swinging, out of his shoes. And look at the Brewers. They're nothing about approach and contact. And what have White Sox done? What have they changed? Their approach, they're being aggressive on the fastballs.
Hey, Brandon, thank you. They are being aggressive on the fastballs. I'll give you that. But, man, those pies, whew, man, that's a great selection of treats there in the pie case. I'm not sure that they all hang together on the same dessert menu, but I appreciate you. This is Rick in Southwest Indiana on The Score. Rick gave me some hold music. All righty, we'll get back to him. John is in Minnesota. What's up, John? Where are you on this Cubs trade deadline and the fallout a few days later here?
Spiggs, I need a seat on your couch today. Here's the deal, and I think what you said about relieving is damning of the Cubs front office. And the reason I say that is both the Brewers and the Mets and the Padres said, hey, they needed starting pitching, and they pivoted and went and got big-time arms in the bullpen. The Cubs didn't do that. They got some decent guys, and it's going to help their bullpen, but they didn't go out and get Duran or Helsley or that. So, I I think is extremely frustrating. I'll leave you with two things. Jed Hoyer has never finished ahead of the Brewers as a president of baseball operations in a 162-game season. Hmm. And I go back to, you had a thing back, I think, in February or March where they pulled the baseball's front offices and the Cubs didn't finish in the top 20.
Yeah.
This is the reason why. They won't go out and make a move. I mean, we haven't had a chance like this since 16, and this is extremely disappointing. I'm going to watch every game and, hope they can beat the Brewers. But what I've seen in the last, month to 6 weeks, I don't think that's possible.
Thank you, John. Boy, John's a smart Cub fan who is discouraged by the week that is and discouraged by what has been done. Your point about, because I think the bullpen numbers that I gave are really telling about the state of the game. And yes, the Mets went out and got three arms to add. The Padres went and got Mason Miller to add to Suarez and to others in their bullpen, which is already great. But there was talk that they were going to turn Miller into a starter even, but they're not. Preller is his own case, by the way. Preller is his own trends. He's completely, he's a unique individual. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But yeah, I got to say, Palencia feels a little like Hector Rondon in terms of found money closer. Like, oh, look at this. They found someone. Look at that. And then in that season, they said, that's not good enough, and moved Rondon down to setup and went out and got Chapman. I would have been cool with that. And I think that's what John is referring to, right? Go out and get Duran, or I don't know if Helsley was ever going to happen. The Cardinals are not going to help the Cubs. Of course, Mason Miller might have happened, but big-time prospects given up. And it's scary to do that. But look, our whole conversation is getting recalibrated because, like, giving that up for a reliever, even just a year ago, I might have said, you can't give up that much for a reliever. I think I probably did about Mason Miller. Like, who knows when he's going to fall apart? But now, look, here it is, and it's happening. They've been really good at creating bullpen weapons this year, especially. Palencia is a creation. Brad Keller is a creation. Thielbar is the best version of himself. They went out and got Pomerantz. They have a good pitching infrastructure, and Craig Counsell's really good at it. Game on. That's why I'm telling you, take away the need for Ben Brown to throw a third pitch or a fourth pitch. Let him rear back and fire and give me 98, 99 with that nasty knuckle curve. And why can't he be what Michael Kopech was for the Dodgers last year? Why can't Ben Brown be that as an add-on? I really like Kittredge. Brad Keller seems to be back on track. Big fan of Brad Keller. Like, this bullpen, it's not as good as the Padres' bullpen. I don't think it's as good as the Mets' bullpen. I still take it over the Phillies' bullpen. I think I do. I mean, the Phillies just got David Robertson, but they got Duran. But I think I still take it. We'll see. What do you got, Craig? What do you got? Game on for these next 2 months. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We're going to talk to Taylor Rogers of the Cubs at about probably 10:15. So until then, we'll keep talking. We'll keep taking your phone calls. And maybe we'll squeeze a team of the moment in there, too. And we'll see how we're doing. All right, it's Hit and Run. We are rolling on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here comes the 0-2. Swinging a chopper slowly. Going to be a tough play for Castro. Shovels it to first, and he got him. What a play by Willie Castro. He never touched the ball barehanded. The second baseman racing in, shoveled it glove to glove to Bush, and they get the out. Let's see if the Orioles are going to challenge. They are not. What a play by Castro.
Willie had a really nice debut, contributing to a couple of the runs scored, for sure. After we put three on the board, we had some opportunities and really missing a hit in a couple of rallies. Put together a pretty good ninth inning and got him in a nice pitch.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It was going to be the Willie Castro game. That's what we're going to come here talking about. Did we ever get an explanation on the multicolored eye black with the yellow stripe? Because it doesn't really seem to correlate with either the Puerto Rican flag where he was born or the Dominican flag where he spent a large part of his adolescence. He went to elementary school in the States in between all that. Pretty interesting route for Willie Castro to get to where he's gotten. It was A.J. Hinch in Detroit who said, you know, could you ever play the outfield? Because you can play all over the infield. If you could play the outfield too, teams would love you, man. You'll have a long-ass career. And he's like, let me try. And now he's good at it. And with the Twins this year, just a terrific player. Been a star on my fantasy team. Really has. Been able to move him around, put him anywhere I want.
That's nice,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude. You look for those guys in fantasy baseball.
So Emilio Bonifacio was that for me about 10 years ago.
So when you find that guy who's basically an everydayer who moves around, the Zobrist type or whatever, and then you enjoy them, and then you talk to good friends who are Twins fans who just absolutely adore him. These are fans who've listened to every post game, every pregame, like just locked in and say he's just been a wonderful, wonderful guy. So thrilled to see the Cubs get him, and he was a big part of what looked up yesterday until it looked down. Taking your phone calls on Hit and Run. Taylor Rogers later on, one of the new Cubs. Kevin Brown, the Orioles TV man, a little bit later on. Team of the Moment upcoming. And James Fegan on the White Sox. And some of the best sound about Ryan Sandberg from the week. We're going to have some fun here until 12:40. This is Ben in Queens on Hit and Run. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Hey, you know, another guy like that is Zach McKinstry. He's done marvels for my fantasy team. You can plug him in anywhere.
Yeah, man, former Cub. Absolutely. You need guys like that. And when they're good dudes, it makes them easier to like as well.
It is. Spiegs, I'm not going to lie. It's been a rough week being a Cubs fan. First Rhino, then the Brewers series, then the trade deadline, which I'm a little bit more sanguine than most Cubs fans are about that. And then yesterday's loss, which, you know, yesterday's loss took me back. And I got to talk a little bit about Rhino because I'm in the sweet spot of Gen X that saw, you know, Rhino play every day. You know, there were 15 million households that had cable in 1980 that quadrupled by the 90s. I remember in my little hometown, about 45 minutes west of the Crow Flies from Peoria Mets texting bunker. You know, we had like two houses that had cable in 83. I remember going over, and the kid put on the television, and they had all these channels. Like, what is this? And then 84, when my friends got it, we were watching the Cubs. By 85, the whole damn town had cable, you know. And I watched Rhino. Now, I got this from MLB Now, the show with Brian Kenny. 84 to 92, all position players in MLB, Rhino was fourth after Ricky, Cal Ripken, and Wade Boggs. And he was one of two players to ever lead the league in home runs and triples, and the other was Willie Mays. So let me talk a little bit about this. I've said this on the air many times, and I have to repeat it. Since the latter half of August of 2018, the Milwaukee Brewers have looked across the field at the Cubs as an inferior opponent. I thought that would change this year, but it hasn't. But with all that said, they are the two best teams in baseball. They are separated by a finger. The run differential is the same. The expected wins lost is the same. you are going to have to go through the Milwaukee Brewers just like you had to go through the St. Louis Cardinals in 2015. This is what you want to have. And as you said, the bullpen moves, those are real because that's what it's come down to. You look at the Dodgers, how they won last year. It's going to be in the bullpen. They're also getting help. You know, it's this is what you want. This is the stretch. August, you're in first place, and you're the best in baseball. So just keep it going. And please, please, no more losses like yesterday. That took me back to the 80s, and I didn't want to feel that again. Anyway, love you, Speaks, as always. Go Cubs.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. By the numbers, he is correct in terms of winning percentage. The Brewers are the best team in baseball at 22 games over 500. And the Cubs there are just behind them at, 18 games over 500 with a 582 win percentage. It doesn't feel like it did. Bob Nightingale was on Foul Territory, and he talked about his perception of what happened with the Cubs at the deadline, where they were before the deadline, and how it feels to him after the deadline. Here's Bob.
What the heck happened in Cubbyville?
Yeah, GMs are asking the same. Like, how can you be all in and go get Kyle Tucker, get the trade down line when you got a chance to be good and you have a chance for a World Series? You do absolutely nothing. So everybody's asking the same question. And then, you know, the one intriguing thing is, you know, Jed Hoyer just got his contract extension. If he had not got that extension, would he have been a lot more aggressive trying to, you know, finish strong, finish first place and going deep in October? Now you have security. You're almost looking at your prospects like, yeah, I'm going to be around for a couple of years. I don't want to trade those prospects away. So they went for a team that had, you know, maybe the best chance to go to the World Series in the National League. So, you know, reality is they're probably only the fifth or sixth best team in the National League right now.
Wow. So Bob is more down than most. He says nothing at the deadline. And that's not true, and that's not fair. Bob needs to go back and listen to segment two of this hour. He really does. And this is where, like, is it rationalizing? Is it processing? I gave you the numbers, man. It's a bullpen league now. It is. 52% of all the innings in the postseason were by relievers last year. Relievers were the only ones who got moved for top 100 prospects. Bob, you got to catch up on where the league is. You don't need to be out so far over your skis to bash a team that made different choices than you like. But I know it's hard. It's sad. I get it. It's a tough week. I'm telling you, the whole week is part of, you know, it all kind of blends together. This is Paulie in Chicago on Hit and Run to close out this hour in terms of calls. What's up, Paulie? What you got?
Speaks, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Good show. I've called you before. I'm telling you there is going to be a strike. All of 27, half of 28. Okay, so let's see what happened this week with the trading deadline. Three things we learned. Cubs are not signing Tucker. Ricketts is definitely voting for the strike. And Ricketts is listening more and more to Reinsdorf. What did he do with the trading deadline? He paid an executive big money to take heat for not doing anything. Just what the Bulls do, just what the Sox do. So this parading of Manfred, this was like the mafia bringing in the star witness's sister into a trial to warn him what to say. They paraded Manfred out there to warn all the other owners to not spend huge dough because the strike is coming. Here's your warning.
How'd that go in the Phillies clubhouse, by the way, when they had how'd that go for Rob Manfred with Bryce Harper in his face? Paulie, keep going.
No, it doesn't matter. What does he care? He's paid huge dough to take that heat. Once again, just like they used car salesman from Milwaukee in 94. So you're not going to out-business Jerry, right? He's the smartest dude in the world. So what did he do to solidify Ricketts' vote for yes? He gave him the All-Star game. That is not happening in 27. There's not going to be – I mean – in 2027, when the collective bargaining agreement is done, is Jerry Reinsdorf going to sign on for no salary cap?
Well, I don't know why you're directing so much at Reinsdorf. Maybe it's because these are the ownership groups that you've lived with and know the best. But there are tons of owners who want a salary cap. Tons. It's not just Tom Ricketts. It's not just Jerry Reinsdorf. The issue is going to be a salary floor. There already is a de facto salary cap. There's a couple teams that don't care about it, but really just a couple. I honestly have mixed feelings about it because all these other leagues that have caps and floors seem to be run a lot smoother with a lot more legitimate parity than MLB. And baseball's different, and it's a broader conversation, which I sadly believe we're going to have lots of time to have, lots of weeks and months, and maybe even a year. Because I agree with you that the specter of what's going to happen in 27 with a lockout and a potentially lost season is hanging over everything here at the deadline. And even in the announcement of the All-Star game, there was the acknowledgement that if it doesn't happen in 27, we'll probably get 29. The fact that they've even thought about that, that that conversation has even taken place, is quite something. I don't think it is as nefarious and gangster-laden as Paulie lays it out, but that was entertaining. I've seen that Scorsese movie. Chris Tannehill owns it, pretty sure, like he does all the rest. Let's continue to take your phone calls. Callers, hang on. We got a few more minutes to do it before we end up talking to Taylor Rogers and doing much, much more here on Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.